Hi, friend. Today we're going to talk about something that I feel is very timely, and that is essential oils that you can use when going through grief or loss.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi, friend. Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. Hey, real quick, if you haven't done so already, head on over to CallieWilson.com, or you can also go to HolisticParentingSummit.com and go get registered for the Holistic Parenting Summit coming up September 24th and 25th. It's going to be a game changer. We had it last year and it was absolutely phenomenal. The one phrase that people kept saying over and over again was, I feel mind blown. My mind is blown with this inspiration, these insights, these tools. I mean, there really are so many things that you can do to raise even more empowered, healthy, strong, resilient children. But if you don't, if you don't know, you're never going to change. And I want to help you become that parent that you truly desire to be. So if you are in a position of influence where you're able to work with children, even if you're a teacher, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, an older sibling even, or a future parent, this summit is for you. So again, get registered quickly. It's coming up fast, and we'll see you there. Inevitably, all of us at one point in our lives will experience the emotional wound that we call grief. We will experience some type of loss, some type of tragedy. It is a part, unfortunately, of being alive and living on this planet and an evidence of loving someone or something truly, right? And being loved in return. Grief can show up in many different forms. Maybe it is the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's a child, a parent, a friend, a coworker. But grief can also be felt when we've lost something that we were desiring. Maybe it was a job. Maybe it was a relationship that fell apart. Maybe it was an opportunity that you were hoping for that you didn't get, right? Those all can stir those hard emotions that can really hold us hostage if we don't know how to deal with things properly. Like, in no way do I want to minimize the necessity of a healing journey. Just as, you know, physical trauma requires a certain duration of recovery to find healing again, I do feel like emotional trauma also has that same type of trajectory. However, essential oils, I found on a very personal level, and then working with a lot of different people throughout the years, can help just ease the pain and can help us feel lifted above our current circumstances. So today we're going to talk about a few of the essential oils that could really help. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. Her name is Beth Ray, and she is actually an expert in regards to grief and essential oils. I met Beth at an introduction to essential oil class in Washington several years ago, and she told me her story, her tragedy really, of losing a daughter due to a side effect from a medication, and how essential oils she wished she had because they would have made a huge difference. Anyway, her story is profound. Her advice is exceptional, and I thought it would be very helpful, especially for this episode, to hear more from her. Hi, Beth. Thank you so much for jumping on our call today.
Hi, Callie. I am very honored to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Well, as I was preparing, you know, our podcast on grief and loss, you were the obvious candidate to bring some expertise here. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your backstory and why this topic is something that you're very passionate about?
No, I wouldn't. So actually, September 3rd will be 15 years since my daughter died from a reaction to antibiotics. And after her death, I cleaned all of my cupboards out and threw everything away. I didn't have ibuprofen, Advil, not even Pepto-Bismol in my home. And when we got sick, we were just sick. And grief is a funny thing. We all grieve a little bit differently. And as my family grieved and we, did our best to move on with our life, my husband was experiencing depression, and we started looking for ways to help him. And someone introduced us to doTERRA essential oils. And as I researched them and learned about them, I got really, really excited. And I didn't even really know that they could be used emotionally at that point, as far as like for grief and those kinds of things. But as we started to use them for his depression, we noticed a big change and started to also notice that other things were shifting and changing for us. And that's when I believe it was soon after that that I met you and you gave me the Emotions and Essential Oils book. And I went home and the next day I read it clear through and I was so excited.
Wow, I don't even remember. That's so funny that I remember meeting you, but I didn't re realize that I must have had that copy and said, "You need this. You need to take this because you need to understand what's happening here." That's amazing. So, as you were reading through it and using oils already, were there any that stood out to you in particular?
I don't remember that there were, but as I've grown in my knowledge of essential oils and grown in my knowledge with using them for emotions, there are definitely things that have helped me and others in my life work through grief and emotions. So I just am very grateful for you to you for giving me that book.
Have you found, well, you're very welcome. I'm glad that you had it. You needed that. Have you found certain oils in particular have been especially beneficial to helping someone through the grieving process?
Yes. So unfortunately, some of them we actually can't buy through doTERRA. I'm hoping that they'll become permanent products, but I had a 3-day period this late winter in January this year where I literally did nothing but cry. And I asked myself, what do I need? And so I went to the emotions book and Tulsi came up. And I was like, Tulsi. So Tulsi, kind of as a paraphrase, is kind of a warm, gentle hug. And as I used Tulsi, I used it with Devana and Forgive. And I really started to feel comforted. I started to feel like, you know what? I can do this. I can grieve this and I can move through this. And when it So one of the things that I learned through my grief was that no one understands. People understand their own grief and they understand how they grieve. But Callie, if you were grieving, I wouldn't understand your grief because you're you and I'm not. And so no one understood my grief over my daughter's death. They could empathize, but there's just this element of I understand how I would feel if it was me with my child, or I understand how I felt when my child died, but no one can enter into that grief with you intimately, like sometimes you want them to. And that's where the essential oils come in, and they're able to enter into that grief with you and help you to move through it and to process it and to offer comfort, however that may be, through the grieving process.
Well, in such an intimate way, I love that you talked about that and shared that because I think it's so true what you're saying. And I think the beautiful thing about oils, and a lot of people listening to this podcast might not know about doTERRA, actually. They just know and love oils. We just happen to use the same brand. But again, when you have access to all of these different types of plants, the combination that you choose ultimately will be unique, and it's not a one size fits all, just as the oils aren't, right? There's not one oil that's a fit for everybody. So I love that you bring in some other oils that are not as common, but can be equally as transformative, like the Tulsi, and that's really cool. Is there anything else that you want to share with our guests?
Well, I would like to suggest that peppermint is a great oil for grief, because grief was described to me, and this was totally my experience. Grief was described to me as the waves in the ocean. You get small waves and you get big waves. You have waves that are in between. And sometimes you are surprised by this really big wave that comes in and it knocks you off your feet. And grief is the same way. Sometimes you'll have just these gentle lapping waves kind of coming in, and it's not terrible. You can totally deal with it and handle it. And then sometimes you have these huge waves that come in and they just knock you off your feet. And I remember at one point feeling like, okay, my nose is just barely out of the water. How am I going to continue to breathe with this wave of grief that I was having? And if that's where you feel like you are, continue to work through and process that grief, and maybe use some cypress to help you to work through and process. But if you are just feel like you're totally drowning, use some peppermint, because it will help. It will help to kind of shock you out of that grief for just a little bit. Don't overuse it. Never overuse it, because you want to face the grief and you want to process it and work through it. But if you just need that a little bit of a break, use some peppermint or even some the breathe blend to help you to just have a little bit of a break and be able to process through it, maybe as a little bit of a smaller wave versus the one that just knocks you off of your feet.
Well, that's such great advice. And how do you recommend people use peppermint or breathe?
Put it in your hands and rub your hands together, and then inhale through the nose off of your hands.
That's so helpful. Thank you so much, Beth, for your insights here. I think I learned a lot as well. I love that analogy that you gave. Definitely can relate to that. And I think a lot of people can. So thank you for your time and for being here. All the best, Beth.
Thank you, Callie.
Thank you. As a plant lover, it's interesting to observe what shows up at different times of our lives regarding plants. Generally, when we are going through loss or grief, the plants that tend to show up most are flowers, right? Beautiful bouquets of roses or lilies often show up at funerals or when someone has gone through a miscarriage or has even maybe lost a job or is having a difficult time, right? Sometimes we want to send a flower. We want to send flowers. So I found too, likewise, that the flower essential oils are very soothing to the heart, very feminine, very nurturing, very lovely to the senses, and also very calming as well. And so taking a drop of geranium or rose or neroli or jasmine, rolling it on the insides of the wrist and over the heart can just help to just calm the mind and help us to enjoy the moment regardless of the difficulties that we're going through. Very, very soothing. I've also found that when there is a loss of a child, one of my favorite oils to recommend to people is a essential oil blend called Whisper. In fact, I had an incident where I was working with a vet. He would return from Afghanistan, and I showed him several different oils to help him process some of the trauma that he'd gone through, and he picked Whisper. He said, there's something about this blend that reminds me of Afghanistan that for some reason is just very, very healing to me right now. And so I, again, love to use oils topically as often as needed. When you're using oils, you want to make sure that you're diluting it with fractionated coconut oil. You can even make a roller bottle, apply it often over the heart, on the insides of the wrists, and just taking a second to give yourself time to reflect and also to process things and to be okay. when someone is going through deep pain, and where literally you feel it in your neck and in your shoulders and in your gut, you know, something that you might want to consider is turning to the oils that also help us cope with physical pain. Oils such as peppermint or wintergreen or the Deep Blue Blend by doTERRA. Those all can be very supportive as well to someone going through grief. And it's interesting. I had an uncle who has since passed, who lost his wife from cancer. And I remember he told me, "Callie, you know what's getting me through this is my bottle of peppermint. I'm smelling it all the time. I'm using it in the diffuser. For some reason, it gives me just a breath of air amidst something very, very dark, one of the most difficult challenges I've ever gone through." And so again, oils can't replace the things that you're going to have to go through in order to heal and recover from some heavy things, but it's going to give you that bit of relief and a bit of freshness in a very dark time. One of the last categories of oils that I want you to consider are oils that are trees, the tree saps, oils that help us to be more calm, to reduce anxious feelings. I also call some of these oils that I'm going to mention the spiritual powerhouses, oils that are going to help you to sync up to a higher power, to your higher source, to God, whatever you want to call it. I feel like during very difficult times, there's two ways to go through the difficult season of your life. It's either alone or it's with a higher power. And in my life, man, I've always chosen the higher power and it always has worked to my advantage. I remember walking into a boutique and seeing a quote that said, "God can sanctify our darkest days." And I absolutely 100% know that that is true. And so if you have a desire to partner with a supreme being or whomever you believe to be out there, I definitely believe in God. And you want to just have a more eternal perspective, consider using a frankincense during difficult times such as these, or sandalwood, Roman chamomile, or even helichrysum. And the way that I would use these oils in particular would be on the head. So I would put a couple drops maybe on the crown chakra, the very top of the head, on the temples, across the forehead, and on the base of the skull behind on the back of your neck. And you can obviously dilute these with fractionated coconut oil if you desire. You can even make a roller bottle with about 20 to 30 drops of the oil that you desire. Fill the rest with coconut oil, shake it up a bit, apply it as often as needed. I like to apply these oils before prayer or meditation, and I found them to be incredibly helpful. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you knew too. I do coaching, so if you ever feel like I need a power session, I want someone to help me process through different emotions, I would love a custom essential oil blend that's just for me. Head on over to my website, book a consultation. I'd love to be able to help you and connect with you on a personal level. And don't forget, you know, we've got some really great, our team has been working really hard on some really great programs that I think you're going to love. If you love personal development, if you want to rock your home and your business and your marriage and just get your life back on track, come over to my website. Check out some of the projects that we're releasing. We have the Life Relaunch Project. We have the Family Relaunch Project. We have that Holistic Parenting Summit coming up. Get over there and let's get you elevated. Let's get you the help that you need to really rock your life. And if you're new to essential oils, you have no idea where to start, come on over. I got you. Let's get you going. And I promise your life will never be the same. My whole intention in doing an essential oil business, in doing a coaching practice, is to help you find the skills and the tools and the knowledge so that you can profoundly change your life for the better. I'm here rooting for you. I'm attached to a whole community of people that are rooting for you as well. You're not alone on this journey that we call life. I want to see you. I want to hear from you. Be a part of this community and know, like, you are supported and everything you need, literally, maybe just one click away, that can then lead to something else that's even greater and something else that's even greater, something else that you've been praying for many, many years. So let's get soul synced to come join me on this incredible journey. And don't forget to shoot me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you.